This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just think his upside is tremendous. And I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flag.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boy, I got to get up. I got to get up and get to work. This is the song that is on my alarm. Thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that weird? Seriously, I hear it on the radio, and I'm like, oh, got to go.
Didn't know what you're referring to.
No, I was.
That's good to know. You're here.
I mentioned that.
Relax. Wide awake.
I feel like I may have already arrived. But who's going to arrive? That's what we've been talking about. Who are the, you know, Dustin's right. That is a good question to go through once again. Who is the biggest star in Chicago? Who's going to be the biggest star in Chicago?
Those are two different things.
But those are interesting things. Because I don't see anyone getting better than Connor Bedard. But apparently Connor Bedard's not getting better.
Well, Connor Bedard had a tough start to the season, and he's come on strong. He's got 22 points his last 21 games. So I think the notion that he has regressed is a little bit. Flawed.
He's not on Team Canada.
I know he's not.
And I don't know if you've watched.
I not only watched, I announced.
Commentated.
Connor Bedard's season has not gone according to plan. He has now drawn some criticism from some pretty big voices in the hockey
universe.
And so you look at that as maybe his star has fallen a little bit, but I think he still has as high of a ceiling as anybody. The problem, though, is that in Chicago, hockey isn't as popular as it used to be, and Connor Bedard's star won't be as bright as some of the other young athletes on other teams, like Matis Bezelis and the Bulls, certainly Caleb Williams and the Bears. The Cubs, the biggest, most accomplished sports star in Chicago has yet to play a game in Chicago in a Cub uniform. That's Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is the biggest star in Chicago sports.
But if we limit it to that question of who's going to be the biggest star in 5 years, where Dustin claimed it would be PCA, and that he's on track. I don't know that he's going to be the biggest star in 5 years. You would think the quarterback might kind of
– In 5 years, Caleb Williams will be a bigger star than PCA.
If he isn't, then he's not getting a second contract here.
Exactly.
And then the head coach.
All right, so let's do that again then. In 5 years, who will be the biggest star in the respective teams in Chicago sports?
Right.
The Bears, it's going to be Caleb Williams.
Okay. I mean, the best player on that team right now, when we talk about endorsements and stuff, probably Jalen Johnson. But there's not a lot of stuff out there for a corner. It's not big star power position.
DJ Moore is also accomplished out there a little bit.
Yes.
Roma Dunze has the personality to be that guy.
But he hadn't done it yet.
But he's pretty visible, and he was at Super Bowl week for a rookie who did not have the kind of year that he expected to.
No.
So I think Caleb Williams for the Bears. Let's go to the White Sox.
Well,
Colson Montgomery, to me, is the guy that would stand out. But you had a really good counter to
that. Well, I thought Noah Schultz.
Okay.
But he's not there yet. But when I see him, it's like he's this giant left-hand. I mean, basically, the Sox have the big unit on the way, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that kind of the way that you...
A young Randy Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. If he's a young Randy Johnson, he will be an all-star. And he will be a big star.
By all accounts,
yeah.
He's got the kind of stuff that you need to get there. He's a big, strong dude. That's why I say Randy Johnson,
a guy
on the mound who makes you feel small as a human.
Yeah.
You are the better man,
sir. Just as a hitter.
No.
We don't have to get into the human part. And as for the Hawks, we talked about Bedard.
You know, I'm also mentioned this George Wokelaw. These are both two local guys.
George Wokelaw is going to be somebody, if he connects at the plate, he is going to connect with the fan base.
So you're going to have the big unit and Paul Bunyan playing for the White Sox.
That's exciting.
Well.
That's exciting. And with Colson Montgomery at shortstop.
Colson Montgomery, I don't want to diss him.
It's an Indiana thing.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Okay.
It's an Indiana thing.
All right.
He's an Indiana boy.
You got this thing, man.
I don't have a thing. I think you have a thing. I think because he's an Indiana guy, you got him higher on the...
I like that, but Colson Montgomery could be from Mobile, Alabama, and I wouldn't care. He's a prospect that has got potential.
Oh,
he could be...
I'm aware.
From wherever.
I don't know... That this is his year is all I'm kind of saying.
Not his year, but we're talking about the next five.
Yeah. We're talking five. We're
talking about the arc. The trajectory.
I'm going with the pitcher.
Trajectory. Okay. That's fair. So Bedard with the Blackhawks.
Which is a dumb thing to do because every time they have a good pitcher, the guy blows his arm up. Don't bring that up.
The Bulls, is it Matheus Puzelis easily? I don't know.
I
want it to be. I think that Kendall Gill, I want him to be right. I want Puzelis to be a star, an all-star, guy that they build around.
Yeah, he's. I'll be curious how he does this weekend and if we feel differently about him come Monday. But he seems a ways away. And I mean, again, he's 20 years old.
Not as complete as you would like him to be yet, shooting the ball. Although his shooting has been better than some people anticipated. His defense... has to improve, and he's got to be better at the pick and roll, as Casey Johnson just pointed out. But he's got the personality, he's got the confidence.
He's got definitely got some confidence.
He could be that guy. He could be the guy. I'm surprised that we're saying that about him this season when they drafted
They got rid of the best player, and then I mentioned Coby White, and you said, well, they may trade him in the offseason. So
they could.
I mean, I'm just saying. Who's he in competition with? How many good young players do they have? They got a lot of them.
Well, you know what, though? The Bulls are so confusing that the only thing I know for sure is that Matheus Puzelis is here for the long haul. I don't know much else about this team and its direction. If I'm overreacting, tell me.
No. It's possible he's the only guy who's here for the long haul.
Yeah. I think he's got a best chance to reach or attain stardom, especially if he pulls out the Michael Jordan jersey this weekend, puts it on, does a dunk in tribute to MJ, and wins the dunk contest and returns to Chicago a bigger star. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. What? What's that look?
No. I think all of us, I'm talking about Chicago sports fans, there's a lot of hopes and dreams.
Of course there are.
Wrapped up in
this
stuff.
What else we got, Molly? Reality sucks.
Yeah.
It just right now, it's not great. It's not a great time. All right, let's go to the Cubs. I disagree with Dustin on this one. I think that in 5 years, Kyle Tucker will be a memory.
Yeah, he'll be long gone.
Unfortunately.
I know.
Remember that year Kyle Tucker?
Remember that guy?
Remember when he made him better and he competed for a triple crown and then they let him walk?
Remember when that guy from the Dodgers was here?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well played. In 5 years, I think Matt Shaw is going to be better than PCA.
See, that is the question I wanted to ask Dustin, because I wonder about that. Given the fact that he did so well with Team USA and the stories that were coming out about him, etc.
He's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one
that
of all these prospects, this pool of talent that we've been waiting for as Cub fans, when they mature, develop, and achieve, Matt Shaw is going to be the brightest star.
What about Owen Casey?
Matt Shaw.
I mean, does that deserve, Molly, if you turn your head to the left, is that a breaking news on the score that David disagrees with my take, brought to you by, I believe, Wildfire Restaurants?
First of all, love Wildfire.
It's
so
not just because it's your take.
It's like my favorite place.
Just curious, what about free agent to be Mitch Marner? Why couldn't he be the biggest
Mitch
star?
Mitch Marner will be in the conversation.
Oh, okay.
If Mitch Marner comes to the Blackhawks in the summer of 2025, he will be in the conversation for being the biggest star. He will rival Bedard.
Well, no. If you brought him here, then he's obviously bigger than Bedard because he's on Team Canada scoring goals. And Bedard didn't make the cut.
That's
what
a good debate.
What about when LaMelo Ball comes to the Bulls to play with his
You guys got
brother.
This LaMelo Ball fantasy going. I've got to check his contract. I think he's under contract for
– David, again, has a player never been traded
the
when
NBA.
They're under contract?
Why would the Hornets trade him to the Bulls?
Why did Luka get traded to the Lakers? It's about what you need. The league needs the Bulls to get better quickly.
And what about the Bulls, the way that they're being run, that makes you think that they can pull off a bold trade like that?
Right. No, there's not much.
I mean, no, okay. Come on.
That's fair.
Come on.
Could trade Matas Buzelis.
He's untouchable. He's the first untouchable Bull since Mike.
No, he's not. He's not in that status yet. I just don't see them being that aggressive. I just don't have a lot of faith that – They're going to pull off.
Okay, let me ask you this:
a Ball brother reunion.
That's a good one. I like that idea. That sounds like a party we should just throw.
Mitch Marner has a better chance of being in Chicago than LaMelo Ball.
Okay,
easily. Mitch Marner, all it's going to take is money. Utah. There's a rumor at this tournament in Montreal that Utah is already setting aside money to make a run at Mitch Marner this offseason. So the Blackhawks.
So as much as you found him scoring while exhausted to be.
Marner looks tired. Oh, he looks tired. Oh, he's got the puck. Oh, my gosh. Here he goes. Oh, he scored. Oh, he won. Was that SiriusXM?
That was me. That was your impersonation.
I thought that was SiriusXM.
Of you telling your son what was going on in the game.
I had to.
Was that live or was that Memorex?
Yeah.
That was last night.
You know, if we put some of that, like, kind of skating noise, crowd kind of stuff behind it, that would be indistinguishable from NHL.
I want into this play-by-play rotation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you have for some time.
This sports.
Do you want to do play-by-play or do you want to be a color commentator?
What's the sport?
In
baseball.
This case,
baseball, more color commentary. Yeah,
I remember.
Because I was going to say maybe we could get you to do like an inning remotely for Cubs, Dodgers from Japan when they bring in all the starting pitchers or the openers or anything.
We could invite the public to take part.
Justin Steele now replacing Shota Imanaga. Justin Steele looks a little tired from the flight.
For all you young kids out there, go through mom's purse and try to find a 20 and send it to 180 North Stetson.
I did have a lot of fun. I did do a fifth inning and with Zach when I was filling in at a pre and post game a couple summers ago. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, you did color in that game?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We played it.
Did we? Why doesn't it stand out?
You guys poked some fun because it wasn't great.
Where was Coom? I mean, did he just give up the chair so you could have some fun?
I don't think Coom was there that day.
He went and had ice cream with Pat.
And it was it was Pat Hughes, I think, that invited me down there and
told me
to take a chair. And I sat next. Yeah, it was fun. I remember that vaguely. I remember.
For all you young kids out there.
But baseball.
Here's how gambling works.
Yeah.
Vegas Hall. I had quite the
parlay last night, though. Speaking of that, I had quite the parlay on the hockey game.
Here we go.
Vegas Hall.
No,
Vegas Hall.
They create some really fun parlays for you. I had Canada winning and anytime goal from Crosby, McDavid, and McKinnon. Now, I only put like $10 on it, but it would have paid like $300.
Nice.
And that's the kind of thing you do just for fun.
And it didn't pay.
It didn't pay.
How could you not have future Blackhawk Future Mitch Marner? Free agent Mitch Marner I'll be, scoring next the game
time,
winner.
Next time they play, I'll be betting on
Mitch
Marner.
Are they back on the ice? Is that Saturday the Canadians are back
yes,
on the
Saturday.
Ice?
Yes, Saturday. Tonight's U.S. Yes. Tonight's U.S.
Are you going to lay the 345?
In Boston. So it's, you know, in America. North America.
I am not sure what I'm betting on tonight, but I definitely will be betting on tonight.
Over, because it's over under six pucks?
I take the over.
Bedard with the game winner?
He's not in it.
Oh, damn it.
Stop with that.
Why do you
Stop.
Keep bringing that up? I wish there were more Blackhawks in it. How about Toivo for an anytime goal?
If anyone's going to score for Finland, it might be him.
I thought you were going to say for the Blackhawks, it might be him. Because he's the only Blackhawk in the tournament.
I know. Rub it in.
No, I'm bummed by that. I like to watch the local guys. Mm-hmm. I like to see guys that are on. It makes you feel better about your team when one of your players is standing out on the world
US
stage.
The U.S. team is stacked. A lot of talent. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are they better or as good as Canada?
I think they're probably better.
Really?
I was told that they're probably deeper.
Wow.
So
Canada is just like another state compared to the U.S. national team.
We're not going there. We're not going there. Let's go back to the Cubs. Matt Shaw over PCA. I think Matt Shaw's got to be that kind of show that kind of potential. Now that the Bregman thing is gone, I'm going to start to look at Matt Shaw the way that other Cub fans have been looking at Matt Shaw as like now the guy whose time is here.
So it took the signing of Bregman to turn you into a Matt Shaw guy.
I was a Matt Shaw guy. Remember when we interviewed him? He was very good. That was before the convention?
Cubs Con.
Cubs, yes. Yeah, okay. He was very, very good. I've liked him all along.
Yep.
I just thought he might need a little bit more seasoning, mm-hmm. a little bit more. He's only had 35 games at AAA. But if the future is now, then we've got to embrace that idea.
So as long as he's now going to play, he's better than PCA.
Yes. Well, no, I thought I would have said that anyway. I think I would have said that because
I thought you loved PCA.
I do love PCA. I do. I really do. But I can like both players and project one to be slightly better than the other in 5 years.
Who's your favorite Cub right now?
Well, see, that's when they traded Bellinger. That's Nico Horner. Nico Horner is my favorite Cub.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker is my favorite Cub. I bet my guy does better than your guy this year. And any amount of money, and I'll give you a parlay.
That's a really bad bet for me. I'm not going to bet against Kyle Tucker. That's the most obvious thing on the Cubs.
If I'm offering you a wager, Kyle Tucker, it's always going to be a bad
Kyle
bet.
Kyle Tucker is going to make a run for MVP with the Cubs this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he will.
He's in a contract year. He's staring at a huge, massive deal in free agency, and he's going to be the guy that maximizes his potential.
Is he going to get closer to $500 million or $1 billion in free agency?
Probably closer to $500 million.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
See, I think he could conceivably get over $500 million and that would make him closer to
Soto money, Shohei money. I don't know.
Not quite that high, but pretty high.
I think he's going to be outside of what the Cubs are comfortable spending on a free agent, so I don't think he'll end up being here for more than a year. I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong about that.
About him being too much money or him sticking around?
I hope he's not one and done, but yeah. I think that's more realistic to expect. Right. So I'm bracing for
But aren't you counting reality. On him playing like he's one and done?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. The Cubs... When you take a deep breath and you get over the disappointment of losing Alex Bregman to the Red Sox, you still can rationalize this by saying the Cubs are good enough to win the division and get to the playoffs.
Would you say Matt Shaw for the All-Star game? Now that you're on the Shaw bandwagon.
By opening day, I probably will be there.
There's no Bregman.
By opening day, I probably will be there.
First, let's watch him
I love
play
the prospects. I don't
know, a spring training game.
I still don't like having four young-ish players developing in the lineup at the same time.
Well, Bush is kind of in his second year as a regular, right?
And he's 35.
PCA is kind of in his third year, but second year as a regular, and he's 35.
PCA is kind of still unproven,
Amaya's been here a little bit, right? Is he two or three?
He's got to be the catcher he was in the second half more than he was in the first half. But yeah, this is his third year that you've seen him in a Cub uniform.
Yeah. So.
And then Matt Shaw, his first.
You should be able to break through in your third year, right?
One would hope. But we have seen too many examples of guys that you invest that kind of hope in that have been disappointing. So prospects are just that. They're not proven yet. So until they are, you're a little bit cautious. Hmm. By opening day, you're less cautious. Optimism takes over. That's what baseball is. That's what baseball does.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about baseball-wise. We're going to bring in Bruce Levine, and we're going to ask him, like, why couldn't you get this done, Bruce? I mean, we rely on the guy.
And I think I owe Bruce an apology, according to the texters.
Oh, the texters all think you owe him an apology, but I think you should double down and demand some other explanation from him, despite the one he'll give you.
All right.
We'll talk to Bruce next. It's Molly and Haw on the Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our buddy Bruce Levine. And he joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Bruce, what did you say to Bregman to drive him away? What, God, did you do?
I just told him there was a synagogue in my neighborhood and that, he was welcome to join. And after that, I didn't hear back. I didn't. But, it's a crazy amount of money on the average for a player that's a very good player. But certainly Scott Boras was able to do two things to save himself and the player in this circumstance. Get a ridiculously high AAV for a good player, and also have the flexibility for the player to get out of these deals. If you can imagine him walking away from $40 million a year for the 3 years.
You're exactly right, Bruce, and I owe you an apology. I chastised you yesterday because what you said about Boras, and Boras got the job done and got the best deal for his client this time. And I think that when you look at now Bregman going to the Red Sox, the Cubs not being able to plug him into their infield, what is their next move? Will they reallocate those resources that they were supposed to reallocate because Cody Bellinger is no longer here? What will they use him for on now?
Well, the old adage in baseball is if you need a hitter, go out and get the best pitcher available, right? I mean, shut down the other team. Get that power arm. Is Dylan Cease somebody that they would look at now? And possibly, the feeling out there is Cease or King is still going to get traded. Maybe both. They made a preemptive strike by, signing another pitcher for a four-year deal for a lesser amount of money to fortify themselves. But the consensus is that San Diego continues to have to get rid of big contracts if they can. They are very top-heavy. They have a new ownership person taking over the running of that team. So, keep your eyes on that situation. But third base-wise, Nolan Arenado does not fit for the Chicago Cubs, okay? Justin Turner would be maybe a nice backup. Mm-hmm. at a lower price, but he doesn't play third base anymore. He hasn't played third base in 2 years, okay? He's a first baseman DH. Very, winning type ball player. Nice guy to have on your bench at age 40. But if something goes on where Shaw doesn't make the team and you want him to play every day, he's not your guy.
Is there a possibility that Shaw doesn't make the team? I thought this almost sealed his position.
Well, I mean, look, if he struggles, let's say he has 150 at-bats and he's struggling, he's not making enough contact, the defense is wonky, he's going to have to go back for, more work at AAA. But all indications are people feel he's really going to hit and that his defense will improve. I give counsel and the coaches credit. Last year when we saw Bush come up, there were a lot of doubts about him. He started to hit. He hit with power. He was not a good first baseman to begin the year. And as the year went on, he became better than average by the end of the season at first base, to the point where they really never thought about trading for or signing a first baseman in this offseason.
Bruce, how does this affect, if at all, the expectations for this season, externally or internally, based on the fact they're not getting Bregman?
Well, I think what we have to pay attention to is that Tom Ricketts said to Jed Hoyer in his front office, if you have special circumstance, I will go over the luxury tax, okay? Because this move, if he would have accepted the money, that would have put them right there over or at you know, an inch over the luxury tax. And that meant that there wasn't going to be any money going further in July to add on to what most people consider that is going to be a good team. So I think the commitment from ownership was there for the right player. Would it be there to continue to spend that money going forward for another player or two in a different way as they pivot? You know, we'll have to be able to, we'll see that. I know Tom Ricketts is going to be here tomorrow addressing the team as the position players report, as he's done since he took over the team in 2009. The plan right now is that he's not going to talk to the media, that he has meetings elsewhere and he has to get to those. But we'll see if that changes or not tomorrow morning when he steps out of the meeting with the players.
Bruce, how do the Cubs feel? How does Tom feel about deferred money? Is that something that they have a hang up with? Do they not do deals with deferred money, or do they not mind it?
I really don't know, because I don't. You'll have to tell me the last time they did a deferred contract,
right?
Other than Jason Hayward and John Lester. Those were. They're still paying both of those guys, okay? So do they want to continue to do that or not? I think it's a great question, Mike. But again, part of their obligations right now is still paying Lester, still paying Hayward in deferments. I don't know if that's the way they want to go, especially with 2027 looming and the idea that maybe there won't be, most likely there will be a work stoppage.
So looking at the roster, Bruce, I found it interesting to learn that Alex Canario is being tried at first base. He's out of options and blocked in the outfield. He's a guy that has a lively bat from the right side. You wonder if he can make the team as a backup first baseman. Maybe it depends on whether or not they go out and get Turner or somebody else. What are your thoughts on how Canario fits into the mix with Michael Busch?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's going to be traded by the deadline because he's an okay corner outfielder. He's not a top flight center field player. Hasn't played much at first base. I think it's, you know, they're trying to do the best they can with this player right now. But more likely he's traded and they bring somebody else in as a free agent or in a trade that can play first and center field. That's a big ask. How many guys do you know in baseball that, oh, they're an outstanding center fielder? Oh, and by the way, they play first base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never hear it, right?
They just had one.
Who?
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, it's an outlier situation,
right.
Isn't it?
Right.
I mean, expendable.
It's
a great point. Yeah, he was expendable, and, you know, that
I'm
was
over
the
it.
Other 30 – you're kind of over it, but
no, he's not over it. That's
well,
so funny.
I think you have a new right fielder who's pretty good and a closer that hopefully will get the job done for that money. So,
Bruce,
let's see if you're right or wrong on that, David.
Bruce, I'm very curious. We've had this conversation. We talked a little bit this morning about maybe the reluctance to name the starting pitchers in Japan. And why that's kind of a state secret? Why not just say if it's Justin Steele, if it's Shota? But you know they haven't even really played at all. And then as we were looking at the schedule, explain this to me. So they break camp, they go to Japan, they play two games that count. They play an exhibition game, they play two games that count in the standings. Then they go back to camp. Is that how?
And play exhibition games.
Yeah, I'm just. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, normally that would look kind of odd, but they open the season in Arizona, right? They play the Diamondbacks to open
but,
the season.
They
but
open
I'm
the
saying
season in
you,
Japan, though.
Yeah, but yeah, they,
those games
those
count.
Games count, and then right. You come home.
Yeah, so it's
and
different.
You go back
so
to the.
You guys are right, because in 2000, you know the Cubs played later in March and. Came, I believe they came home after Japan, or played an exhibition two games somewhere else, maybe with their minor league clubs. They were still doing that back then. And then they started the season. So it is different, but it is kind of wonky. But again, if it's not ideal, but because they open in Arizona, there's a natural segue as they start the season in Arizona and then go to Oakland to begin the season before they have their home opener at Wrigley Field. But yeah, it's not ideal.
And is that one of the reasons they haven't established what they're going to do with the pitching staff? Maybe he said he's playing four different starters. Yeah,
I think there's a jinx factor. I asked counsel about a month away from Japan, are you afraid of jinxing the whole situation by naming the pitcher too early? And he kind of took about his usual 10 seconds and he said, I don't believe in jinxes, but you do not want to get too far ahead of yourself, because things do happen. Somebody has a cramp, even a cramp or a mild strain, 10 days before that, they're going to be off that list, aren't they? They're not going.
He said he didn't believe in jinxes, but he crossed his fingers, he crossed his eyes, and he threw some dirt off his shoulder.
I had trouble with him yesterday. So
you kind of like to be a little.
How
bit,
did you have trouble with him?
Difficult with him though, Bruce. Don't you? You kind of like to push his buttons.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we have a great up
That's
and
good.
Back every
yeah,
day.
Do.
And
yeah.
he really pushes back. So yesterday it was, did your team lack a verbal leader? Is that something that's essential for you as a team? And he goes, Bruce, you watch too much TV and watch too many movies when you come up with your theories here. And you guys have the sound for that, so it's there for you if you need it.
Oh, thank
you.
But
the reality is that we have great up and back, and I think great respect for each other. I have tremendous respect for him. He's one of the brightest guys in the game of baseball. But we have a lot of fun, pushing back, and sometimes more serious than others. Again, I called him on the fact that. Probably the day before on, one of his theories about young people. And I think you and I, you two and I talked about, that before when he was talking about PCA last year, he said, hey, we're not about building up young players here. We're about winning. If you come up here, you have to help us win or else you're not going to stay. And he kind of backed away from that with Matt Shaw saying he's going to have plenty of time to, prove himself. And it's kind of contrary to what he said, so he doesn't like when I remember.
I like it when you guys go back and forth. It's great for content and everybody else, so keep him honest. Bruce, before we let you go, the Dylan Cease thing you mentioned, though, is that the most likely plan B? Is there anybody else, anything else that you think about in terms of a guy coming to the Cubs who potentially could help them in a significant way this year?
Well, Marcus Stroman is available. You want to revisit that? You want to go back to the Marcus Stroman era? I think that a power arm is the only thing that the Cubs would really want in the rotation. They have really good pitchers, but there is a thought process, and I think this is important for people to concentrate on. There's a thought process in the Cub front office that the pitchers that did so well last year were helped so much by the ballpark that they can't count on them being as good as they were last year. So therefore, the average is 92.5 miles per hour on all the starting pitchers in the rotation might not be good enough. Will Ben Brown come along and become one of those starters as the season progresses, with his 96, 97? So I think that all along they would have liked to have another starting pitcher, a power arm, just to have a little bit different look going on with those other good pitchers.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. That is our guy, Bruce Levine. Just curious, do you believe saying I owe you an apology is the same thing as saying I apologize? I'm just kidding.
That's a good question. Did I say I owe you an apology?
You said you owe me an apology, but you never apologized.
Yeah.
I thought you were having fun with him.
No, I don't have any problem in apologizing to Bruce. I definitely have gone back and forth.
Then why did you bite through your lower lip?
I don't.
She said that.
I didn't do that. But you know, king of semantics over there. I'll have to go back and think about if I did say that, or it wasn't insincere. I did think that if I felt made Bruce feel bad yesterday, that I wanted to apologize. I'm not. I don't have any problem with that.
Oh.
So I think my intent was the same.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Folly and Haw and the Score.
It's going to be the whole staff.
Right.
Yeah. I know we're going to get excited about who starts. Understand we're at a stage of the season and the year where you're going to see everybody. Yeah. If you look at the game logs back to last year with San Diego and Los Angeles, I think that's good instruction. Kind of instructive from that regard.
Mullen and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Craig Council talking about his plans for the Japan trip where they play the Dodgers on the 18th and 19th. So it bears repeating that, as we just talked to Bruce Levine out in Arizona, and there does seem to be this reluctance to want to commit to who's pitching when, and maybe it's because he doesn't want to jinx it or whatever, but I think the bigger reason is that they could load up and pitch everybody that they have
all their whole starting rotation
in the first two games.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens after they leave Japan. On the 20th, it's an open day, travel day. The 21st, they got the Padres back in Sloan Park. The 22nd, they've got a split squad game against the Rockies in Arizona. The 23rd, they play the A's in Arizona. The 24th and 25th, they play the Braves in Arizona. Those games don't count. Those games don't count. And then they take a day off. And then they reopen the season.
Yeah.
After two games, whether they're 1-1, 0-2, 2-0, whatever they are in Japan, they go back to real games that matter. They open the season at home, or the Diamondbacks home opener in Arizona for a four-game series, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. Don't have to worry about a rain out there.
No.
And then they, on the 31st, at the Athletics, which means a trip to Sacramento.
Right, yeah.
Weird start to the season for the Cubs.
They're not going
games that matter in Japan, exhibition games that don't back in Arizona, and then a road trip that's very unprecedented.
Help me out here, and I'm totally serious about this. It'll sound like a dumb question. So they're breaking camp, they're going to Japan, then they're coming back to camp. Are they leaving? Are they bringing everyone in camp with them, or are they only bringing the perceived major league ball club? Like, how are
to
they?
Japan?
Well, are you limited? Are you limited in how many players you can bring? Because it's technically the start of the season. You know what I mean?
You actually get an extra. I looked into that. You actually get an extra pitcher to go to Japan. So you do have to go with your roster, per se.
Mm-hmm. But you'll have one extra
pitcher. But you get an extra because it's early. So you do get an extra.
Who will that pitcher be, Craig Council? Can't tell you.
State secrets.
State secrets. Let's argue with Bruce.
Let's get to let me ask the CIA.
That's so weird. It's just weird. So you would imagine that they'll still have some people. Like, I can't imagine going to Japan, playing games that count, coming back, and then using the same players in a game against the Padres.
My guess is they won't. They'll give them a day off.
I'm thinking they'll have a whole bunch of minor leaguers playing.
They'll get them back tuned up against the Braves in the 24th and 25th in games that just to get them some work. You know, you begin the rhythm of a season, but games don't matter. It's going to be – you have to give the people that were traveling time to recover from jet lag. And I think that's the part about this schedule – quirkiness that I think makes sense, because they play real games on the 19th and they don't play another one until the 27th. So you're traveling back from Japan, you're letting your body clock readjust and recalibrate, and then you're restarting your season. So it is odd for us to look at, and you know, but that's basically formalized practice. So they stay, it's exhibition game. It's an exhibition game on the 21st, and again on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and 25th. But
what is the time difference in Japan? What is the time difference? Because I think and I don't know this, but if you watch that movie Lost in Translation, remember the Bill Murray movie? Like, it's like, it's on opposite.
It's 11:52 at night there right now.
It's 11:52 at night.
Yeah.
So it's almost Friday.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's 15 hours.
So what time are those games at?
These are good questions. We'll get all the answers for you.
Okay. I believe they said that the first pitch was like 5:30
in the morning.
Right. Right. So those days, Mully and Hall will not be live. We will be preempted by
the post game show. We'll be the post game show.
That's hysterical. Post. We've never been preempted.
I think
that's a first.
It's a good reason, though.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Maybe I will be too.
Maybe we can sleep in.
No shot.
No, we got to be here. Quit Molly.
Watch party.
All right,
you're going to do play by play.
Oh, I'd love them that.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Mark Gannis, and we'll get some answers on stadium issues, and maybe we'll ask a deferment question as well, as we've threatened to do. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.